Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They tickle my funny bone.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Uh-oh, what's going on? What's going on with you?
And James Strebel.
Take your cute win last season. It's over again.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This is Cal. This is what Cal built his reputation on, going back to Memphis,
Jack, I just...
This is what I want. This is what we all wanted. This is what I was waiting for.
That's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
I'm happy about it. It makes me smile.
Strebel's here. You damn right he's here. You know why? The Football Friday, Jack.
Football Friday. There it is.
Oh, man.
Yes, we made it.
Hey, Football Friday on the table.
Football Friday.
It's ESPN 680-105.7. ESPN Louisville.com. You got the app. We got you covered for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville. I got Jack Grossman hanging out.
Hello, ladies.
There you go. We got Strebel. I'm Andy Sweeney. And we got you until 6 o'clock. And then we'll hand off to one Patty Ice and Taylor Lynch. They will both have their shirts off.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be hanging out at Caboose Number 5 for the Miller Lite pregame show. Fellas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. There's a buzz around campus, Andy.
Well, that's...
Can you feel the buzz?
Well, let me ask.
I don't know if it's a positive buzz, but there is a buzz.
So here is where we are. We are not out of the caboose for a myriad of reasons.
Right.
Okay. We are in studio. But I think, I mean, I have the shade down here at Cardinal Boulevard.
You do.
But I know Strebel, quite frankly, I don't know how to say this any other way than the man likes co-eds.
Well.
So, I mean, Jack, what do you want me to say?
Saw a couple cheerleaders walking down the street on my way here.
So do you want me to raise the shade?
Okay.
Well, what do you want me to do? Do you want to send Jack out onto the street? Maybe he can have a conversation?
That'd
I don't
be
know.
Great, you
What's
know?
Called? Do you want to interview college girls?
No. I don't think they'd want me to interview them.
I don't think they particularly want me.
No, they'd be like, not, are you vaccinated, sir? Where's your mask?
I think that's it.
I'd like to think about that.
You think some U of L co-eds, the first thing they're going to say to you is, sir, are you vaccinated?
Well, I don't know.
That's where you went? You went, sir, are you vaccinated?
If you're going to interview someone, they may want to know that.
Wow.
You know,
Jack,
I don't know.
303. Wow.
I drove past the UCF tailgate. Do you know where it is?
No.
It's at Jim Patterson Stadium.
They have
a bunch of tents set up there.
Do they? They pitched a tent?
They pitched
at Jim Patterson?
Like five tents.
Right?
Yes. And I saw some UCF bro dudes ride around those scooters.
Scooters? Like an e-scooter that you get from the fitness market.
Exactly. Yeah. Something
How
like that.
That.
Yeah. They're just rolling around. I was like, look at these bro dudes. UCF's they're representing, Andy. They're representing
today. You went by one tailgate that had 13 people.
They're at the baseball stadium. How did Tyree allow that?
That happened to live in the Litchfield. That's what's going on. Oh, goodness. So we made it to Friday. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm happy. I said a lot of football. Got a big game tonight. Let's go. I'm ready.
Football Friday.
Yeah. We have Brandon Marcello, who is the National College Football Reporter for 24/7 Sports. He'll join us at about 3:40 or so. Lee Sterling will join us at 4:20. We'll get to the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic at about 5:30 or so. We'll get our picks in. And that's what a Football Friday is all about.
Yeah.
Just acting up.
Wait, Eddie Grant?
Saban's actually back at UK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a
You didn't know that?
Well, no, I saw like the fake Eddie Grant account tweeting that on Twitter last night. I thought it was a joke, and then I just got the email from UK eventually announcing it.
He got that pity hire, man.
Look how tickled. Look at him taking a shot.
He's back.
Look at him taking a shot.
It's the happiest I've seen him since last night when he's eating that breakfast.
He's the advisor.
Because
the other guy got injured. Yeah, he brought some, is it challah bread?
Oh,
is that what you call
gosh.
It?
Oh,
gosh. He can't have any. You can't have any.
I can have a little piece.
No, you can't have a piece. You'll get caught in your lap band.
It won't if I...
Strieble, you cannot have any traditional bread like this or you're done. Your lap band will not...
Year.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I did have a piece last year.
It's going to get caught in your lap band.
This one's better than that one.
Oh, man. That bread is it's godly.
It's
going to
get caught in your lap band.
I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Just a little piece. Not enough to clog anything. Just, you know, a little taste.
Is this how you're... By the way, the mics are screeching in our ears.
I know.
That cannot be a good thing. I'm about to go under the table nearly immediately. You're going to be on one today, aren't you?
I'm in a great mood.
So we have Derek Lively. Listen, we just need to say it right now.
Let's do it.
Jack, do you want to get this out of the way? Do you want to... I mean, I know we'll get to it.
I just want to get it over and be done with it.
So Louisville-UCF, we'll get to that. I got some numbers for you.
Okay.
We'll get our predictions. Brandon Marcello wrote extensively about UCF and Gus Malzahn, was with them the week and including the game, the Boise State game week one, the revitalization, the reboot on the career that is Gus Malzahn. So we'll get obviously a national update, but also we can focus heavily on tonight's game between U of L and UCF. All the pregame at 6 o'clock, all the Miller Lite postgame directly after, all stations 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. So we will get to that as we go. I mean, right now, we're going to get to that. I got a couple different poll questions. Obviously, Kentucky Chattanooga's coming up this weekend. Two other things. We will have an IU, potentially an IU pregame show.
Oh, IU pregame.
We got a little IU pregame. We'll see if Big Easy answers.
Oh, wow.
Big Easy's been out and about, not working today. I've been following him on social media.
Oh, so he's
so we'll see if
doing
Big Easy answers the phone or not.
Okay.
Plus, he ain't milling after
I mean,
3 o'clock on a Friday.
3:08 on a Friday.
It's 85 degrees in sunny.
He's doing something else.
Honey, we're going to Huber's.
Get the kids.
Line up. We're going to get some wine.
Take them to Ma's house.
So we'll do we'll do that. Rodney Rice is in town. Do you just want to get it out of the way right now, Jack? Okay, so
just get it over.
Kentucky's going to get the number two player in the country, Derek Lively, in basketball on Monday, probably.
How about that, Jack?
We just can move on.
So number one, number two, number four, number seven, number 11. Oh, how about them apples? How about that?
Where are they in the lockpost?
It doesn't matter. It's
how
trash.
How about them apples?
Yeah, how about them apples?
How about them apples?
The lockpost's thrown away.
The musty turd.
Shredded. It is
Indiana fans use how about them apples.
Yes, they do.
That's what they said after every single Archie Miller game. How about them apples?
Rotten apples.
Yeah, there we go.
Wormy apples.
That's going to be every Kentucky fan who cannot find the game on Saturday at noon.
You know what? You're right.
Evelyn, how about them apples?
Can't watch.
We'll just have to listen to Matt on Monday to see what he and Ryan and Drew think of the big game.
They'll break it down for us. I don't want to listen to Tom Leach.
Say what you got to say. Get it out of the way.
I'll just say
it
again.
Get out of the way, you gas bag. You've been waiting all day.
Yeah, I've been waiting all day for this. I'm
so
excited.
Derek Lively moved up.
A beast coming in. Duke wanted him. Bye-bye. Sorry. Duke wanted him. The pros wanted him. Nah, bye. Sorry. Penny wanted him. Nah, bye. Sorry. I mean, he's got Derek Lively. He was visiting Case of Wallace yesterday. You know who else he saw yesterday?
Who did he see yesterday?
Little Reese Shepherd yesterday on a Thursday.
How about that?
Sorry, Mac. Nice try. It's done. It's done. He's going to get DJ Wagner in that class, too. He's just rolling.
Little Reed Shepherd on a
Thursday. Went and saw Casey Wallace. Love you, Casey. Can't wait till you commit in October. I'm going to drive on over. Hey, Jeff, how's it going? Bring Reed out here. I got something for him. You ever met Orlando Antigua Reed? You ever met Chen Coleman? How about Jay Lucas?
They've all had bags dropped off.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't need bags. They got NIL. They got these rich money guys like sending cash, money, cash, money, cash, money.
Boy, Derek Lively. Look at that.
It's going to be so awesome. And this season's going to be fun. It'll be fun. fun. But next season,
you don't even care about this season.
I kind of don't.
Jack, that's the new pivot. Yeah. He doesn't even care. I mean, you're such a guest. Dude, you're sweating right now.
I am.
You are sweating. You need to settle down.
And Derek Lively makes me
sweaty. Do you need a BL?
Sweaty.
Do you need a BL?
In a little while.
Derek Lively makes him sweaty.
Yeah. I mean, you got Shaden Sharp, Derek Lively. It's just, it's awesome. It's great.
What a gross thing to think of that an 18-year-old high school
well,
forward
makes a 39-year-old
yeah,
sweaty.
Makes a 40-year-old man sweaty. A man with three kids and a wife.
That's what makes him sweaty. You know,
this man has a wife and a girlfriend and three kids.
I don't have a girlfriend. But no, I'm very happy.
How excited is Kellen?
He doesn't know yet. But I'm going to tell him after
we
the show.
We need to call him. Is he at home right now?
He's at the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's at the doctor.
That very awkward.
No, you just made
that awkward. I'm like, is he at home?
No.
And I was thinking, oh, yeah, he'll be home in 10 minutes. And then you say, well, he's at the doctor.
No, he's okay.
Well, I'm just making sure. It's not time. It's a Friday. It's 3:10.
He got an x-ray on his finger.
Oh, no. Did he break a finger?
We think maybe. So we'll see.
Punch a wall like his dad?
No, football.
Oh, how about that?
You're going to tape it up and go, no, I'm just kidding. We're going to see what the doctor says. But I'm sure he's fine. He's been fine. He's a tough kid.
Streamer gave you the truth there. We're going to tape it up and tell him to go. And then he immediately, as soon as it exited
being
his mouth.
Running back, it's going to break him, Streamer. This is why you can't let him keep being a running back.
He backtracked as soon as he said it. Okay, 437-9680. So you know that's what it's going to be today. Brandon Marcello at 340. Lee Sterling, 420. Mixtape coming up at 530 here on The Take. 437-9680. I have some UFC numbers. Numbers, UFC, okay. UCF numbers. Surprised I have not been doing that all week. But you guys help me here, okay? And again, this might be just a couple things off the top.
All right.
I have an analogy I want to make that I believe that mostly Louisville, but just a little bit of Kentucky, are like my New York gutless Giants, okay?
So we can do
a little analogy radio here.
Does it have
at some
to do with Kentucky
today.
Kicking the field goal?
It does not have to do with the field goal.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll get to that as well. Two things off the top. Number one, and I don't know if I'm too close to the fire here, but I feel like who do you guys have in your lives that think that Louisville's not getting beat tonight? Do you guys have anyone?
Mark Blankenman.
Yes. Okay. I asked him today.
Besides Blank, they could face Alabama tonight, and he'll say Juwan Pass is better because he can run Bobby. You know,
and they're more balanced.
Yeah, but I mean, is there anyone? Because the closer we get to this, the Louisville fan tonight is not optimistic at all, and I happen to think it's at. I don't know if it's an all-time low, but that's my read of the situation as we go into tonight's game, is that the Louisville fan base is not confident going into the game. Now, I don't know what that means. I mean, listen, if this is a show, Diener does a better job at this. I'm sure Maben and Rummage do a better job at this, and that's talking about attendance. If you guys care about that, what it's going to be like around the stadium, obviously this needs to be a game. This should be like a sellout. This should be a game that Louisville should have this massive home field advantage.
Instead, I'm hearing like 45,000.
Yeah, I mean, and that'd be leaving several thousand on the table.
Like 20,000 seats.
I love you hearing as well.
I'm hearing 5,000.
I'm hearing that's what Pat's saying. That's what Dina said. Yeah.
Well, Pat said it.
No one knows.
Look at you, a little inside the program.
Inside the program, 6-7, little Brian Brown last night. I liked it.
Talking some pigskin.
Talking pigskin.
Little Brian Brown talking some football on a Thursday
evening.
How about that little defense?
Yeah, I liked it.
Did Patty Ice like the commentary?
Oh, yeah.
From Brian Brown. He bought in. He thinks they're ready to go Friday night, right?
Defensively.
They're ready to go up against the Knights.
The Cards versus Knights.
Patty Ice, inside the program, says they're ready to play.
The kids
are focused. They're ready to bounce back after a difficult week. Is that what he said?
It's pretty much on it, isn't it?
There you go.
It really is.
But I got to be just 100% honest. Most of the people I'm talking to about this game think that Louisville's going to get dog walked.
Yes.
I'm not saying I feel that way. I don't know how I feel. The reason I would pivot against that is so many damn people in my life think that Louisville is going to get beat tonight, not cover the spread, and lose by 10, two touchdowns, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And it's going to be panic, and it's going to be hell on earth for the weekend, and it's going to be us doing the same nonsense.
On Monday.
So I want to get – I mean, obviously, that's the main subject. That's just me. I might be wrong. You might have a group of buddies, and you guys think it's a much closer game. It's a Louisville win. That's fine. I'm just saying that's the feeling that I just kind of have. Number two, and this might add to it. Mm-hmm. And poor bleeping Scott Satterfield.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And I mean that.
Okay, you're not being snarky with that.
Well, no, it's like a couple days ago I felt bad for Vince Tyre.
Yes.
When it's like he's sad and, you know, no one could get a beer and, like, the Louisville fan base, they want to drink and they want to drink and their team stinks and they want to drink and they want to drink. And it's like –
20 straight minutes of answering questions on why they couldn't get a beer.
Well, I felt bad for Scott Satterfield. I mean, today's the 5-year anniversary of Lamar Jackson dismantling FSU.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like where you were. And now you're a touchdown dog to UCF and the bones of Gus Malzahn.
the bones
of Gus Malzahn. Now a failed SEC coach.
Isn't it weird that I'm excited to see Gus Malzahn on the sideline tonight?
Wait, put that up. Are you excited?
That's a good point.
I'm hoping he's wearing like the sweater vest.
And the visor.
And the visor. And I'm excited to see that.
Put it up. Will Gus Malzahn be wearing a sweater vest tonight? Yes or no? At ESPN 680 Bet Rivers Twitter poll. So those are the two things. I don't know if I'm crazy. I'm hearing Louisville people saying the same thing I'm saying. I'm hearing Louisville fans call in and say similar things.
Right.
And there's no doubt around here, a lot of people outside of maybe blank are saying, I mean, like, I think Ennis agrees with this.
We've been talking with
Ennis around the office. I mean, the thought of Louisville losing tonight and maybe Louisville losing in a relatively bad way is what so many fans are thinking. And then on top of it, it's met with 5 years ago, you're on top of the world with an alien in Lamar Jackson, a bunch of other good players thinking well at the time of Bobby 2.0 and what you had going. At that point, it was just, was that the first college game day? You were eventually going to have a second college game day. And obviously those seasons, we know what happened. I mean, me and Locke battled Louisville fans for months about that. For that moment in time, you were one of the teams that were on top of the world, and you were one of the non-traditional powers that were on top of the college football world, and now you're a touchdown dog against an AAC team with a new coach and everything else that goes along with that.
Yeah.
That's part of it, and, you know, that's, you know, sorry, that's where Satterfield is. That adds to some of the narrative today.
Oh, actually, I mean,
no doubt.
It goes back to yesterday when, you know, Mark Blankenbaker was talking about, you know, moral victory against Central Florida. And it wasn't that long ago, like you're saying, today's the anniversary of Louisville dismantling FSU with Lamar Jackson. It wasn't that long ago where they barely lost to Clemson at Clemson. And it wasn't just some, like, run-of-the-mill Clemson team. That was Clemson with Deshaun Watson and a nasty defense. And, you know, Clemson almost at its peak. So they go from, you know, your boy James Quick, you know, running out of bounds and barely losing that game to, well, you know, if we can just hang with Gus Malzahn, who got fired from Auburn last year, if we just hang with Gus Malzahn in Central Florida, there might be some positives that you can take out of this game even if they lose. So you're right. That's a huge drop from where Louisville wants to be, where they thought they were, to now. And I'm with you. I know about, outside of Blankenbaker, probably two people in my life.
Your sister?
No, she's a Kentucky fan.
Oh.
She's a Kentucky fan.
She's still single?
Yeah, she's still single.
Your sister's still single?
She's still single.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a house now.
Wow,
and
got
a roommate. The whole nine
Who's
yards.
Who's the roommate? Yeah.
Her friend, I don't want to say her name on the radio, but a friend.
Is she single as well?
Yeah, she's in dental school.
So
she's going to be a
couple,
dentist.
How about that, Jack? There's a couple single ladies.
20s.
Living in Louisville.
Yeah.
And they live in Louisville?
They live in
God's
Louisville. They live around campus here.
Okay.
They don't live too far away from here, actually.
That?
So yeah, they're
how
living
about
life.
That?
But
maybe a little house party?
I don't know.
You want to text her? A little house party? How about that, Jack?
She likes slow on Friday nights. She doesn't go out too much. Yeah. Now she has a house and stuff. She doesn't go out and party as much as she used to on the weekends.
That's no fun.
Well, I don't think
got
I don't
bills.
I don't think Strebel knows.
I don't know.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's becoming you.
No.
On Friday.
No. But Saturday she's still going out and having fun.
What's your sister's favorite drink? Is she bourbon?
No, she likes...
Is it vodka? Is it Truly's?
No, you know what? She likes... She does, like, those, like, fruity vodka drinks.
Okay.
And, like, the seltzers. Like, she likes White Claws and stuff like
there
that.
There you go.
So we get along.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
There you go.
But, yeah, outside of two people of my life that are Louisville fans, like, that's about it. Like, two people.
Texas says, whatever happened to James Quick?
I don't know. He's still trying to find the end zone.
Texas says, we're going to get destroyed. I've already prepared my brown paper bag mask.
Are we going to see some of those tonight? No. Do you think we will?
I think it's bad enough.
You know, excited. You know anyone in your life who ever put a bag on their head at a sporting event?
Yes, Ethan Moore.
Put that up at ESPN 680.
Ethan Moore.
Do you know anyone besides Ethan Moore?
Bag Crag. He did. He started.
Did he really?
He started Bag Crag.
No, but did he put a bag on his head?
He did. Yes, he had a
bag. Of course.
He had a bag on his head. He's Bag Crag.
Bless Ethan Moore.
Bless him.
I want him to be blessed. Yeah. He is still out there at nearly, what, 30? He's our age.
He's like our age. Yeah, 36, 37.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, out there battling.
Yeah, and putting a bag on his head. I am curious if it does get bad if they scan the crowd.
Texas says your takes are the same regurgitated ones as last week. What subject?
Yeah, I know.
Triple on recruiting? We've heard that. I mean, that's
I
BBN.
Did that yesterday.
We've heard that for, I mean, BBN, we've heard that for decades.
That's like a third of the mixtape today.
Yeah, it's, Kellen has he's got a broken finger.
It's
broken.
I bet he likes that, doesn't
nothing
he?
Nothing for 4 weeks.
We mean nothing. It's just a broken finger.
What the doc said.
Wait. What's your problem?
What are you doing right now?
I thought you were a man.
Well,
I thought Kellen, I mean, come on.
He's nine.
Was it a pinky finger?
No, it's his index finger. Right index finger.
Who cares? Who cares? You know I'm right.
You
should be playing football. You know I'm right. You believe I'm right. After maybe 2 weeks off. He doesn't need 4 weeks.
We have
he
a decision to make. I mean, my wife asked, like, what should we do?
What should we do?
Should we tape it up and let him go?
That's what I'm talking about.
She said,
Mrs. Strebel doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, she's like,
you know what she said when Calvin gets a concussion walking off?
No.
Look at that, Jack. Tape it up and play. Look at you.
She's very competitive.
Look at the Strebel.
Yeah. So,
can you believe this?
No, I don't
you guys are those sports
he's
fans.
He's so uncomfortable right now.
They're those sports parents, aren't they?
He hasn't practiced all week.
Has your wife ever booed?
Oh, yeah.
Another?
Yes. 100%. Oh, yeah. She's an obnoxious.
She booed another 9-year-old.
Oh, no, not another 9-year-old. Oh, no.
No, that's what
she's
we want.
No. She's never booed.
Who did you think I was talking about?
I thought you meant, like, booed at a game.
Like Terry Wilson or
something? I don't know. Like, I thought you asked, like, she's booed at a game. No, she's never booed another 9 or 7-year-old. No, absolutely not.
Sack up.
No.
You gotta tape him up and go. Look at you.
We'll see.
It's up to you guys to tell the team, right?
Yeah.
So if he wrapped it up, I mean, it would just
be. Well, no, the coach already knows that he's going that he went for an X-ray today.
Oh, but you guys, you mean you took all the money? All the money, right?
No, we didn't take any money.
Floyd Central and stuff?
No, we didn't take any.
They're funneling money down?
No, there's no money. No, there's no money.
You got that new house like Reggie Bush.
Yeah, right.
You put your names in the driveway.
I wish I had that Zion Williamson parent house.
Remember the Reggie Bush family?
Yes.
Wrote their name in the driveway?
It was awesome.
They'll never know it's our house.
No, that's awesome.
Texas says tape them up and go.
I don't know. We'll discuss it. We'll text back and forth during the break.
We got a long time.
Yeah, we got a while. Well, he's supposed to play tomorrow morning at Silver Creek High School.
So he's listed as questionable
He's questionable on the injury report. He plays 10 a.m. tomorrow, Silver Creek
High
School.
You want me to talk to the coach? You want me to talk to him?
I don't want Jack to talk to him?
I'll talk to him. I'll tell him what every other football person does ignore the medical experts.
Oh, no. We'll see.
Does the team have a team doctor that can say that he's cleared?
No, there's no team doctor here, Jack.
Texas says, Strebel raising Kellen Wright, man 101, tape that finger, buddy, and put the damn pads on.
The problem is he's a running back. I don't know if he can carry the ball, and I don't know.
He's got to learn sometime.
Yeah, I guess so.
You cheer for C-Rod, and he can't stop fumbling, you must put your son in.
Tomorrow he's
right.
Can't be
worse than C-Rod.
Tomorrow the day he stops fumbling.
I mean, goodness.
Almost cost
you the game.
You skip over the 4 touchdowns and the 207 yards.
When he fumbles twice.
You should have seen what Beatty would have had. Oh, my goodness.
Did you imagine if Lamar Jackson had a 4 400-yard day but had two fumbles, what you would be saying?
Yes.
Is Kellen taking the needle?
No. No. He doesn't do anything weird or like no supplements or anything like that. He's like normal food and drinks milk and all that stuff.
I like how he went to supplements, Jack. Like we thought that he was cramming GNC. Streamel goes into GNC.
He's on HGH.
Do you have anything for clean pee? And the guy at GNC thinks it's for you. He's like, nah, it's for a 9-year old.
My 9-year old son who plays Pee Wee football.
Does Pee Wee football have drug tests?
Streamel, no. How many people do you know in your life that went to GNC to try to get a masking agent for a drug test? It might be 100.
I know a lot. Yeah. I know a lot. There are people I used to work with. There are people there are supervisors I used to work with at UPS that would tell me about
tattle on.
I didn't say their names.
What are you going after Noah Peterson next?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Because they were drug tested. The regular the union employees were not, but the supervisors were.
Texas says co-eds around you guys would think that Jackie Poo is cute like a puppy and the Big Rig is their uncle trying to simply manage their IG.
Yeah, I'm not managing anyone's IG.
Texas says, would Streeble rub illegal sticky substance on Callen's arms so he wouldn't fumble?
No, he does wear gloves, though. We bought him, like, Nike gloves. The good Nike ones. He's got some nice ones.
How about that?
Yeah, I got some nice cleats. We hooked
him up. Texas says, Sweeney, have you ever put your hand in the dirt?
Have you played football? Have you knocked heads, Sweeney?
You ever gambled on Callen's games?
No.
What, the dads don't gamble?
No, hey, we don't gamble.
Let's start that. They do that in like the...
Yeah, what's the fun of it?
Yeah, they do that in like the South and stuff.
No, they do it in like the CSAA.
Like Trinity?
Does
Vinetti do it?
I don't know.
Jack, call Vinetti.
You can get lines on like CSAA games. Yes. KHSAA as well. I don't do any of that, but I'm sure there are people that
I think that'd be fun.
You want to read this one?
Yeah.
Is this over the line? The bottom one. Do you want to read that? Is that over the line? You don't want to read that?
I mean, no. I don't. It never happened. Number one is that's never happened. I've never been booed. No, I've not.
What are the last four digits?
I've not been booed by my wife, Texter. Not.
Good. Texas says if Kellen's already on HGH, he'll heal in 3 days.
He's not.
What if he did that, Jack? We come back Monday and he's like, yeah, Kellen had 225 yards on 32,
on
32 carries, 3 catches out of the backfield, and played a little bit of special teams and linebacker as well. You're like, oh, okay.
He's fine.
He healed up.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, no.
Is he sad that I broke my pinky when I was his age.
Oh, did
like,
you?
Like literally his age, maybe a year younger. And I was like distraught.
Yeah,
is he like this is badass or what?
He thinks it's cool because his friends are like, "Wow, you got hurt playing football," but he like couldn't practice at all this week.
Well, yeah, of course he can.
So he's bummed like every day. He practices on Tuesdays and Thursdays. He'd be like, "Can I practice today?" And I was like, "No, we gotta hold off because the swelling just would not go down. We're trying to wait for the swelling to go down, and it wouldn't. So we finally got the X-ray done today, and boom."
Texas says the Streeble set bounties on kids.
No,
if Kellen knocks a kid that out on defense, he gets a new Xbox game. What's this out of Miami?
No, like something I know. It's
like something that would happen in Florida.
This is Pee Wee football. These people are acting like I'm not doing any of that. He's not doing any of that. Now, if he gets a good hit, you know, he gets a game, made some nice tackles, a few sacks, maybe a touchdown. He might get a little something special, but I'm not asking him.
Ence,
no.
Ence says, how many units are you up or down? I don't want to make you mad today.
Oh.
Ence says, Kellen going to have Raleigh Fingers level mustache in 2 weeks. Texas says, has the mitt booed you?
No.
I thought he was going to the break. That was the spot right there. Yeah. Texas says, would Kellen ever like Noah Peterson's job? What a great question.
Yeah, you know what? He probably wouldn't like that job. He likes technology, so he could run a video board.
Oh, goodness.
And he could be a UK fan doing it.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, absolutely.
And be hired by U of L.
Yeah.
And not have to
all
worry
at the same time.
Being found out.
Still be a BBN terrorist.
I could see that happen.
It would be awesome.
Ellen's old pictures tossing in L's down at like a Weezer concert at the Yum Center.
It'll be, the year will be 2032. Yeah. And someone.
It'll be Blank's kids. And it says, yeah,
oh, and yelling at Kellen.
No, but, yeah. But the photo they'll use to expose him is the photo of Strebel and Kellen at the Globetrotters game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be the one.
Yeah,
that'll be the one. In front of the Cardinal
when he was
bird.
7 years old. That's exactly what it's going to be.
Good one, Jack.
437-9680. Quick break on the other end. Brandon Marcello joins us. We'll talk with him. Some college football. Mixtape in the 5 o'clock hour. Lee Sterling in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll continue getting you ready for the games here on this Game Day Friday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Blanket Baker had to take those shots. Oh, SEC Network on your first game. Like, bro, your second game, no one can find it. It's not even, it's on the internet. It's not on TV. I could turn my TV on to channel 517. Thank you, Spectrum. And I can watch a football game on a big screen TV. Beautiful.
Without having to do all sorts of hooking cords up.
I don't have to worry about Wi-Fi.
You don't need a smart TV
to do it. I just turn to pop that bad boy on, open my beer. I'm watching football.
And James Strebel.
Buddy, the laptop's battery's down. What do I do? I got to plug it in. We got to watch it. Yeah, I don't want to hear about Wolf anymore. You're on the SEC Network. ACC X plus Z, whatever the hell that is. Back off.
Let's
get out of here. Chattanooga's going to be on TV.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Tell you how to find that. I'm going to let you guys all figure that out yourself.
Yep.
I even scolded Blank via text. He's like, make sure you download your tickets.
Oh.
Like, don't tell people that on your Twitter. If they don't know that, bleep them.
That's their fault.
I don't know what to say.
That's their problem.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. 437-9680 coming up in 5 minutes. Brandon Marcello will join us. We are absolutely loaded coming up this weekend. In fact, Jack, I need you to print the promo sheet off for me just for the play-by-play mostly. I have no idea where I put my copy. My damn copy. Where's my copy? I do know pre- and post-game coverage obviously coming up. Tonight, Miller Lite pre, Miller Lite post on all stations as we get you ready for Louisville and UCF tonight. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife UK post game show coming up at about 3:30 or so on Saturday with Strebel and Entz. They'll have you. Entz injured his knee, maybe some meniscus.
I heard that.
How about that?
So is he going to be able to
rub his knee? Well, yeah. He'll be here tomorrow. He'll be able to talk into him. Will you text him? I don't know.
I just want to make sure.
Him.
Okay, I will text him just to make sure. But I don't think I'll be rubbing any knees.
Texas says thank you. Ask Big Rig if having Eddie Grant looming in the shadows is a good thing with chemistry, as Liam Cohen is trying to establish himself. And I know that guy's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I actually like that angle.
Well, it is. Look, there's a lot of BBN that agrees with that angle. I mean, there was a little bit of hand-wringing and crying about Eddie Grant being on the sidelines again.
He's unemployed. Isn't he just taking over the spot of Berowitz?
That's pretty much
who
he
got it here in November.
Yes, who's already
in the next month
down,
and a half. He's not doing anything. He's been paid for a month and a half.
And
isn't that all that's happening?
Yeah, he's not.
But it is weird.
It is
People
it is
have been
weird.
Praising Stoops. I don't know how much I want to do that.
I don't want to praise him, but it is what it is. It's a pity hire. I mean, Eddie Grant's unemployed. And we like Eddie Grant. He's on the show. He's very nice. But he was unemployed. He had nothing going on. And Stoops threw his friend a job. He's like, here, you want this job? Take it, Eddie Grant. So I don't think he's going to have anything to do with anything going on the football field on the sidelines. Liam Cohen doesn't have to look over his shoulder
be an analyst.
And see.
It's like when Butch Jones... Didn't Charlie Strong join Alabama as an analyst?
Yeah,
like,
but
you
I
can
mean,
join as an analyst. You can be
right.
around there. You can't have a headset on, and
exactly.
there's restrictions. You can't. I don't know. I think you can't be in meeting rooms. I would have to look that up. So Eddie Grant's not going to be sitting next to Liam Cohen.
No, and like,
but I like that angle,
whispering in his ear.
It
like,
is weird.
Maybe he should run the ball.
It is weird.
It is a little weird. I'm not upset about it. I don't care one way or the other because, like you said, I mean, he's not going to be hands on. during practice or during the game, so I really don't care. I know what Mark Stoops is doing. He's going to try to get him a job next year, I'm sure, somewhere else, but it is what it is.
Texas says they're adding Eddie Graham because Cohen's getting a head coaching job after this year, then Eddie's back, baby.
No, Eddie's not. Eddie's not coming
maybe
back.
He learned his lesson.
Maybe he did.
He knows how to open up the offense now.
Maybe it's on-job training. Maybe after the games, he and Liam Cohen watch a little film together, and Liam's like, this is how you run an offense. This is how you run a vertical passing play.
I was about to say, do you really want Grant giving Liam Cohen advice?
No, I want Liam Cohen giving him advice. Like, look, this is how you actually do it.
Liam Cohen has a great 5 o'clock shadow.
Yes, he never has the full beard.
You know what I'm talking about? It's not easy to do.
It's like perpetual stubble.
It really is.
But it's good-looking stubble. It's not like the stubble I get.
Right.
Yeah.
Texter, Eddie Grant was brought in to keep kids out of trouble.
He does have kind of like...
Jack, can you confirm with our sources in Lexington if he was brought in to drive Josh Ali around? Can we...
I'll ask the sheriff.
Thank you.
That's a good person to ask.
Can we find out if Blank has reached out to Eddie Grant yet on the behavior of UK football players?
Yes. Yeah, so,
that would be fantastic.
That'd be his new funnel of information. Wouldn't that be something Grant was doing that?
Is Chris Mack going to be at the Alley tonight?
It's a great question. Pat's over there telling us that the Alley's popping.
Is the Alley popping?
He said there's a little music going on. So you hear, I don't know if it's the Crashers this week. I don't know if they brought a new band in. Maybe it's Process's friend.
If Louisville loses, staying up all night, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
If they win, you going to bed? You going to bed if they win?
No, I'll listen.
You'll listen
still? I don't think that they're going to win.
Not as much.
I won't be as...
But if they lose, you're up to... If it's 2 a.m., it's 2 a.m.
I mean, me and Ennis through the night.
Into the night.
Into the night with Mark Ennis. Oh, yeah. I've got my Bluetooth stereo.
Wake up at like 6 o'clock and go to like Evansville or something tomorrow.
No. My wife's going to E-Town.
Oh, you're staying home.
I'm staying home because Kellen's supposed to play at Silver Creek. So even if he doesn't play tomorrow, I'm still going to take him to the game so he can watch his team.
Texas says I'm hearing Liam Cohen's going to be one and done at Kentucky.
He might be. I don't know. I mean, Wandell Robinson's probably going to be one and done in Kentucky. Maybe Will Levis. I don't know. But Liam Cohen, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Texas says, you don't practice, you don't play unless you're Strebel's kid and daddy paid the coach.
Didn't pay the coach.
Well, it goes the other way. You're valuable.
No, we're not we've not accepted any gifts. Look at me. He's grinning at me.
Texas says, what's the Alley?
Okay.
Texas says, do you think Mac will ever bring back Dino as an analyst?
No. But that would be great. That would be absolutely amazing if Dino comes back.
Bygones are bygones.
You know, water under the bridge, as they say.
Texas says, so you're telling me Louisville doesn't have an offensive coordinator, but Kentucky has an extra one just floating around without a job. I've got an idea.
Hey, Satterfield, all you got to do is text Stoops, and he'll send you Eddie Grant's number. He'll fit in great over there with the coaching staff. I would love to see that. Eddie Grant on the sideline. Let's go. Hire him, Scott. Hire Eddie Grant. I'll start the campaign.
What, to run the football for 3 yards?
Yeah, with no offensive line or running back.
That's what I figured would be the case. We got Brandon. All right, Brandon Marcello joins us. Haven't had him on before, but enjoy his work, and he's from 24/7 Sports at B Marcello if you want to join him. On Twitter there for all the college football discussions. We get ready for a big weekend here locally. Brandon, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Oh, man, we're getting ready for the apocalypse tonight, Brandon, to be quite honest. If Louisville loses tonight, is going to be an enraged fan base, and it's going to be a nice win. Oh, yeah, for Gus Malzahn. Well, I want to talk, I guess your general thoughts on the game tonight, and then you wrote about Gus Malzahn and UCF and their prep and everything for Boise State, so I want to pick your brain on that, but I guess just initial thoughts on tonight's game. Louisville needs to get their season right, or it's going to be trouble here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, this is one of those games that, I wouldn't say it's a coin flip. I do think UCF's a little bit better. But when you're at home, this is a game that when it comes down to the fourth quarter and it's close, you should win. So if this game's close to the fourth quarter and Louisville ends up losing, that's when you start looking toward the future, as you said, this year and going, oh, boy, it's going to be a bad season.
Yeah.
So that's what I would be looking at if I was a Louisville fan. If this game's close to the fourth quarter and you end up losing, then freak out. Or if you get blown out, of course. But I don't quite know what to expect in this game. I say that because Gus Malzahn's teams have usually struggled, especially of late, on the road especially. You know, of course, at Auburn, I mean, I covered him for 7 years. There was an Auburn beat writer, and before I became a national writer, and you know, they're late. That was his big thing, was they'd go on the road and they would just kind of almost shut down offensively. They'd get shut down, couldn't really do anything. But having said that, he has something he hasn't had really in 4 years, and that's a great quarterback. You know, Dylan Gabriel is one of the maybe top 10 quarterbacks in the country, in my opinion, and they've got some really good weapons at receiver, and they got a pretty good offensive line. So, you know, this is a game that UCF should be favored and should end up winning by a touchdown. But like I said, you got the home crowd. If it's a close game in the fourth quarter, if you're not able to pull one out like that, what are you going to do later in the season when you're on the road and you're down 10 points? That doesn't set well with fans, and it shouldn't.
Yeah, it's a mess around here, Brandon. I mean, people were just all in, and there was some confidence going into the season, and then the disarray that was the Ole Miss game, not being able to do your main running plays against EKU, and now it's year number three. It's an AAC team, even though they're taking a step up, and lots of respect for Dylan Gabriel and Gus Malzahn, obviously, but a touchdown dog could open it like 9.5. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Satterfield was beloved, and now it's not the case. You throw in the South Carolina stuff, and it's just a mess right now.
Yeah.
I want to go back for a second. You mentioned Dylan Gabriel. I want to talk about UCF with you being around them. How does he mesh with traditionally what Gus Malzahn has done?
I think what helps Gus Malzahn is that this Dylan Gabriel is one of the smarter quarterbacks I've been around. Things just click with him quickly. And that's really helped their transition to this offense, because under Josh Heupel, you know, as Dylan told me, it was kind of one of those offenses where it was just you run to a piece of grass and you run a play, and then you run to another piece of grass and it's maybe the same play or another play. It wasn't like too complex, which was by design, because that's what they did. They ran, you know, 80 plus plays a game, and that was the whole thing. You know, Gus Malzahn's offenses, they might speed things up when they get a first down. But Gus will check in and out of plays and call different things, and then that changes what a receiver does on this play or that play, or even within the same play based off what he's calling. And that's all up to Dylan Gabriel to really kind of translate and interpret on the field. And he's done a really good job just in the practices and the meetings I was attending and digesting all of that information and leading that offense and providing some confidence. So that's what's really helped them here in the early going, because – you know, listen, this offense, I know a lot of people critique and criticize Gus Malzahn's offense. They say it's too simple. It's not what you would see in the NFL. They're not calling the same calls. You know, they don't have the same type of route scheme and everything, or at least their terminology. Well, it's because Gus has his own system, and he's kind of – it's what's worked. And so early in the careers of new quarterbacks he's had, they've kind of struggled. You go back to his days at Auburn with Nick Marshall, end up being incredible. I mean, that offense just looked almost dreadful in their season opener against Washington State. I remember, I know this is 8 years ago, but that's what happened. Same with even the quarterbacks that followed after that. Sean White, of course, Bo Nix, and even Jarrett Stidham. They were always kind of slow out of the gate the first few games, and then they cranked it up the rest of the season. And so I think the thing that's positive for UCF right now is they seem to be clicking pretty well early. And if that's the case now, I can't imagine where they're going to be by game six or game seven.
Brandon Marcello with us, 24/7 Sports here on The Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. You were with them in all those meetings day after day, hour after hour, getting ready for that Boise State game. I mean, there's just so much there, such a long piece. I don't know, to condense it for us. You know, what did you learn? Gus Malzahn gets out of the pressure cooker of Auburn in the SEC. UCF, a nice program with a quarterback, he can do his thing, and now they're moving up into the Big 12, which obviously the allurement there, and a lot of people think it's just, you know, a marriage made in heaven, what he can do there, them getting ready. I guess, what did you learn about UCF as they enter this season?
Well, one, there's a lot of excitement, which obviously comes with any season opener, and then also a new coach, but also on campus, because they've got grandiose plans for facilities. They've got this whole thing that they've presented recently called the football campus. Like, that school and that area of Orlando is just going to be devoted to football. And all roads will lead to football in a lot of ways, not just figuratively, but like legitimately with the things they've got planned. I mean, they're talking about building like a river of some sort where people could tailgate on boats. I mean, it's nuts the stuff they're doing there. And one, it's because their alumni base is so huge. I mean, it's one of the largest schools in the country, if not the largest. And there's a lot of excitement there, and this thing's been building and building. And, you know, I think that's a program that fits right in with any Power 5 conference, maybe outside of the SEC. I don't know if they'd fit with that, but I think they could go to the ACC. They could go to the Big 12 like they're going, and just fit in pretty well, because that's a program that's going to continue to increase its revenue just by having larger alumni base and, of course, their fan following, which is pretty rabid already.
What have you made in Brandon Marcello with us here on The Take? It's ESPN 680-1057. What do you make of the Satterfield era? He takes over for Bobby Petrino. It's a mess. It's 2-10. It's all the drama that comes with the end of a Bobby Petrino tenure, whether it be college or the NFL. He immediately goes 8-5. He takes that talent and is excited that since then, especially offensively, talent has left, recruiting's been whatever, results have been whatever, and now there is very much a hot seat discussion going on here, especially if he were to lose tonight. What do you make of that tenure? So many people nationally like the Scott Satterfield hire, and now he's starting to show up on hot board lists.
Yeah, I love the hire too. And then when he got there that first year, I was all like, hey, wow, he's turned chicken.
Yeah,
you know what? To chicken salad, and it hasn't been clicking here. Though, I mean, listen, I expected them to lose Ole Miss. I think almost everybody did.
Right.
But the way they did, and
how
quickly it got out of hand.
Yeah,
I did not expect that. And as you said last week, you look at the box score, even you're like, what the heck happened there? We'll see. I think they got a legitimate shot tonight, but I think the thing is the talent. They've got to start recruiting better, being more consistent with the roster, not experiencing turnover. I mean, listen, everybody's experiencing massive turnover nowadays. That's not unique to any roster anymore. I know a lot of schools that go, man, we lost 8 guys this year. It's like,
that's not bad.
That happened in Alabama too. Yeah. And all these other schools. It's just that you got to be really good at trying to fill those holes within a period of about a month or two, and that's difficult. So they better just get it done in recruiting. I mean, listen, I know everybody's talking about hot seat stuff. I mean, unless Satterfield just completely falls on his face and they win like 2 games this year, I don't see how you get rid of him. You give him another year, to get this thing turned around, and because as you said, Petrino never really leaves schools in a good spot. I mean, look what happened at Arkansas. I mean, they were terrible for a decade after he got fired for riding a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And it's partially because he was doing such a bad job with the staff the last 2 years there in recruiting. They were terrible in recruiting. They just were. And
same thing happened here. Same thing. I mean, Brandon, he quit going after Kentucky kids and some key kids that went to Purdue.
Louisville.
Rondell Moore, Milton Wright, a bunch of kids that went to Purdue and Kentucky. No, Louisville around here has lost part of the state and part of the city, within the last few years because of the end of Bobby Petrino and now the unevenness you have with Scott Satterfield.
Can't do that. You can't do that. Program. You can't do that in-state at any program, especially when you're talking about in your area, listen, almost every coach I've ever talked to talks about having a wall within 4 hours of campus. I mean, everybody's like that. They're like, 4 hours from campus, we have got to be able to get kids every single year. We have to get this percentage of the best kids. And if Louisville's not doing that, that's an issue. And that's why I said, again, they've got to really focus on recruiting now. And I just don't think, partially because of recruiting, but also we talk about consistency. I just don't think you can make a coaching change this quickly again.
Right.
After the Petrino era. You just can't do it unless things, like I said, unless it's just completely a disaster.
And I don't think that's going to happen, no. And I've been consistent. I think they can win 4 or 5 games, and he'll keep his job. I would agree with you. Brandon Marcello with us. Just quickly, I want to get your thoughts on, obviously, a couple of the biggest games before we get you out of here. But just quickly, on Kentucky, 2-0 start. They're staring 4-0. Chattanooga this weekend. South Carolina, you know, and Kentucky's better than South Carolina. That will be a road game there in the SEC. You know, revamped offense, defense, we'll see. Could have blown Missouri out, but didn't. What do you make of the Kentucky Wildcats through the first couple games?
Love them. I mean, goodness gracious. They went to the air raid, and it's just like all those offensive issues of last year went away. The receivers are fantastic. Will Levis has been more than I thought he was going to be there, and has done so immediately. It was between Kentucky and Mizzou to me. To be the surprise team in the SEC this season. And when they went head-to-head, I mean, that was one of my top games last week.
Oh, sure.
Into Saturday.
Yeah.
Nationally, too. And Kentucky did everything that I think you would want from a team that'll end up finishing probably third in the SEC East. And I love it. I love it. And that's a Kentucky team that, watch out, they might end up knocking off Florida.
Okay.
They might do it.
Yeah. They go. The guy across from me, James Dribble's a big Kentucky fan, so he's excited.
Brandon, you're speaking my language here, Brandon.
Kentucky thinks they're getting all these basketball recruits. Like they're trying to have a good fall, late summer fall, if you will. Any thoughts on Indiana-Cincinnati? Our producer, Jack Grossman, is going up there to Bloomington, 2 hours away for IU-Cincinnati. If IU loses, they're complete frauds, and we'll crush them on Monday. I'm kidding. Cincinnati, a big game as they move up in weight class. What do you make of that matchup?
Yeah, all eyes will be on Luke Fickell because I think he will be the favorite to get that job at USC. And the time is now for him to move because next year they're going to be reloading quite a bit at Cincy. But, you know, my initial thoughts on that game is just, you know, what has happened really to Indiana's offense and what has happened to Michael Penix. And does he get back? Did they bounce back in this one? I think this one will end up being a big-time slugfest between two really good quarterbacks. And I can't wait to watch that one. And it's going to be whichever quarterback in that game has the better game, that's the team that wins.
There you go. Yeah, no, I like that. Florida-Alabama, you taking the 15? What are you doing with that game? Big one in the SEC.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it unless I knew – what's the percentage of snaps Anthony Richardson is going to get at quarterback for Florida?
Yeah.
If someone told me it was going to be 50%, I go Florida covers.
Huh.
But we don't know.
Right.
If Anthony Richardson is only playing like 10-20%, I think Alabama will cover that. But, you know, here's the other thing. I know the Crimson Tide have completely separated themselves even this year early, but they're going to be in front of a crazy atmosphere and crowd for the first time in 2 years. And so we'll see how they react to that. But I just want to touch that line unless I knew for certain, like, how often is Anthony Richardson going to play? What's the game plan there for him? Because if Emory Jones is going to start, I mean, he is going to start, but if he's playing the majority of the snaps,
they're going to lose.
I don't have much confidence that they're going to cover.
Well, Brandon, appreciate the time, man. We really do. It's a big Friday here, big college football weekend all over the country, and we'll keep following you and reading you and appreciate the time. Thank you so much, man. Safe travels this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Brandon Marcello with us, 24/7 Sports. Some good stuff.
I liked him
a lot.
How
about that? You like that?
I did. I like little Brandon Marcello.
Do you? A little Brandon Marcello.
Respect
on
for Mighty Missouri.
Respect for Mighty Missouri. Respect for Kentucky. You know, kind of like what's going on with Satterfield. Talk about building the wall around Louisville.
Building the wall.
We had that talk earlier this week.
You've been talking about building the wall for years.
No, not me. Not
the big
me.
Blue wall.
Yeah, the big blue. Yeah, that there you go. That's the wall.
That's your wall. The big blue wall.
But yeah, Rummage talk about building the wall around Louisville.
Any other walls you want to build?
No. Not about breaking down walls.
What do you think of the wall on the border?
What do you mean when I think about it?
You like that? Jack's mic went off. There
it did.
You go.
It just popped it right off.
Have you been on Twitter here lately? Have you seen? Well, I got something for you.
No.
You want to do it after the break, Jack?
What did you see?
I need you to stay off Twitter.
All right, I'm off Twitter.
Okay.
I'll be off.
Okay.
I got
a little something for you.
Okay.
Content.
Okay.
We got some content.
Okay. I was just texting my wife.
Okay.
You
still deciding if your injured son is going to play football?
We're taking this weekend off.
I don't like it.
Then we're going to see next weekend.
Can they put that in the Sports Center?
I don't like it.
Yeah. Helen Strebel's out this weekend. Questionable for next weekend.
That's gutless.
So, yeah.
Let's take a break. 4379-680. We'll take a break on the other end. News for Strebel. Find out what it is next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.